Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we meditate on God carrying the people as if on eagle's wings. We read from the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 4 and 5. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. If you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. God is reminding the people of the experience of liberation that they had gone through. The text is situated on Mount Sinai. People had seen how God with a mighty hand intervened in their history, in their lives of slavery. The mighty army of Pharaoh was drowned in the Red Sea. The sea divided for them, and the people of Israel walked through the sea on dry ground. And they were led through the desert. God appeared to them on a fiery cloud or during the day on a pillar of cloud. And he gave them food, manna raining down from heaven and water flowing from the rock. So they were protected, guided, and brought safely to the foot of Mount Sinai, where God appeared to them, where God made a covenant with them, where God made them his own people. It was promised, I shall be your God and you shall be my people. So the whole journey was a preparation for this covenant. And now God is telling, reminding them, remember how I brought you as on eagle's wings. So that is a beautiful image God is using here. The wings of eagle represent two things. First, it is speed. The eagle is the bird that flies fast, faster than any other bird, and flies high. And second, it represents strength. The wings of the eagle is able to fly long and carry weight. So now it looks like God was carrying the people. He would use another image as a father carrying a son. This image of wings is protection, strength, and speed. So God is asking people to remember how you have been protected. And these eagle's wings are always carrying us. God is strong enough to carry everybody. In the book of Revelation, chapter 12, we have this image coming again, where the woman, the persecuted woman representing the church, is being chased by the dragon, and the woman is given the wings of the great eagle to fly away into the desert. So the wings is protection. God protects. God guides. God will protect us all through our lives, all through our pilgrimage. The journey of the people of Israel from slavery to the promised land, from Egypt to Canaan, is also symbolic of our journey. We are all journeying towards Father's house. And in this journey, whatever be the dangers we encounter, don't forget we are being carried on God's wings. Let us trust Him and surrender ourselves to His carrying, guiding, protecting wings. Amen.